Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang.
Some time back, I read an inspiration post about teaching our kids to have grit and pick themselves up when they fall. The article advised parents to keep on pressing their kids to achieve something difficult. Start them young, the author said. Parenting is a topic that is close to my heart because, after all, I'm a mother first and foremost. As parents, it's our job to set up our children for success. So true, right? Just recently, I am truly elated and truly happy as I look back at the fondest memories with my son, who graduated with cum laude in BS Management Engineering. At this time, I don't know the career path he's going to follow, but if he chooses to be an entrepreneur like me, I have trained him to be one. Owning a business teaches kids and young adults how to take risks, be competent with their finances, be good with their intercommunication skills, and most of all, the practical skills in life. Entrepreneurship education does more than encourage youth to start a business. It prepares them for life. So how do you start them young? What are the life lessons entrepreneurial parents can teach their children? How do you start them young and teach your children to be entrepreneurs? It is true that entrepreneurship can be learned in school, but teaching them young will prepare them for impactful life lessons even if they don't become entrepreneurs. Self-confidence, autonomy, strong work ethics, ambition, empathy are traits of a successful entrepreneur. For one, learning to manage money is an essential competency one must have in order to run a successful business. First off, let me share with you my story and my childhood experiences in relation to money and entrepreneurship. Most people who know me know that I grew up in an entrepreneurial family, learning the trade at a young age in a hardware store our family owned. My family is conservative Filipino-Chinese, and I am the eldest of six children. Of course, there was pressure to live up to my parents' expectations because I'm the eldest, and for sure, they will hand to me the baton in managing the business when they no longer can. On weekends and school breaks, I would help out in the hardware store. I did small tasks such as cashiering, keeping track of stocks and inventory, getting to know who our vendors are, and more importantly, communicating with our customers so that they would come back and patronize our store. My father would teach me how to allocate the sale to purchasing stocks for the store, for operating expenses, and for income. I was taught the value of saving money and how to prioritize needs in spending. I learned the discipline and hard work from my parents as a child, understanding that running a business requires discipline and hard work. In Season 1, Episode 13, I shared with you how I became a full-time entrepreneur, and there are valuable takeaways that you can get from that episode. If you have not listened to that episode, I would like to invite you to listen to it from your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I will include a link to that episode in the show notes. I am an engineer by profession, a graduate of BS Manufacturing Engineering and Management. But here I am, an entrepreneur. Looking back at what my parents taught me and what I am also teaching my children, I can share with you basic life lessons needed to become a successful entrepreneur, even if your kids don't become one. Number one on my list is enhancing communication skills. We were taught how to communicate with clients politely and respond to phone calls. Communication skills are essential, especially when there are complaints. Listening is an essential aspect in communication. Knowing how to listen well and communicate clearly will help in expressing yourself, in dealing with people, in job interviews, in business meetings, and of course, in your personal life as well. Developing an effective communication skill will help you understand what others are saying and will make you a better collaborator, a team member, and a business owner. Encourage your children to speak and listen to them with attention. positive attention, reactions and responses from key grown-ups help children feel they are important and how valued they are. Secondly, teach them how to be adaptable. Entrepreneurs need to be able to juggle various aspects of life and business and wear many hats. At a young age, expose your children to a variety of people and environment, and expect them to adapt. At a young age, I get to meet different kinds of people because I help out at the hardware store on weekends. I was trained to interact differently with different adults. Some customers are demanding, some are cunning, some are loyal customers, but you will meet some who have bad tempers. I learned to be attentive to clues of where that person is coming from and adjust my response accordingly. Third, independence. The ultimate test of an entrepreneur is independence. As an entrepreneur, you're the only person responsible for your successes or failures. Make sure your children pick up from your self-confidence to be able to put the best foot forward. Get your children on board by encouraging them to help in the business. Accept that your children won't do the task as well as you. For example, when at a very young age your child spills milk, show them how to clean up without criticism and assure him or her it happens to everyone. Be abundant in your praise and give positive follow-up. Once these children have a taste of independence, they will search for it everywhere. They will start to make their own decisions, welcome the chance to take ownership of a process, and fiercely protect their solo pursuits. Give your children the wings to soar high. Another way to train your children to be entrepreneurs in the future is to show them perseverance. Every entrepreneur goes through highs and lows and must push through. Although your kids are young, you can show them how to push through difficult situations by letting them participate in sports, in contests, in making projects at home, like putting up the Christmas tree. A simple task of putting the star on top of a Christmas tree can introduce them to creative ways on how to do the task. When their grades in school are not high, don't criticize them. Instead, encourage them to try harder. Don't even try to compare yourself to them and tell them to follow your footsteps when you are their age. Remember when I told you earlier about how my parents instilled in me that running a business requires discipline and hard work? Yes, parents need to show your children the value of hard work. Some entrepreneurial parents often bring their home with them and bring their children to wherever their business is. I remember we have our lunch and sometimes dinner in the hardware store. As young kids, we were exposed to work from an early age. Some parents have a workspace integrated into the home space, which gives kids an opportunity to see firsthand whether mom or dad are working. This can help to instill a strong work ethic, something crucial to any entrepreneur's success. And the last thing you need to train your kids to become entrepreneurs is how to handle money. Research shows that children benefit from learning about how money works, beginning at a very young age. When you're exposing your children to your business, they are able to learn where the money comes from. It just doesn't come from dad's or mom's wallets. They learn that when they work, they get paid. When they don't get paid. Teach them the basic principles of money, and those are spending, saving, and giving. Give them concrete tools to practice the basic money principles by giving them not just one piggy bank or money envelopes. Give them three. Label them as to spend, savings, and giving. Giving is important so that they can feel the impact of helping others at a young age. As for spending and savings, encourage them to set aside some money to save and some money to spend each time they get paid. My father will give us some kind of payment or allowance whenever we work at the hardware store. As we grow older, my parents will bring us in on family budget discussions so that we can learn how operational expenses affect our family income. Do you find value in what I'm discussing so far? If you are, I'm sure there are others who will benefit from this as well. Remember, sharing is caring. If you think this episode will be helpful to someone you know, please share it with them. By doing this, I will be able to reach a wider audience and share resources with them. You can find all episodes of Grace, Grit, and Glow from different podcast platforms such as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you are an entrepreneur now and you want your children to follow your footsteps, listen on until the very end. How a person spends the formative years of their lives has a huge impact on their future. There will be many occurrences that every child will encounter or conversations they will carry, whether at home or away from home or in school. It is important that at an early age, a child develops a mindset to thrive through any challenges in life, especially if they would someday be successful entrepreneurs. What are the factors that can affect a child when they grow up and prepare them as entrepreneurs? Experiencing change is one. Entering a new and an unknown environment, such as their first time to go to school, can be unnerving to a child. There is fear when being away from their parents. That is why we need to train them to be adaptable. Change is an avenue to learn, to grow, and experience something different instead of shying away from it. It is important to be able to teach them the value of grit. Grit is one of the pillars of this podcast, and adapting to grittiness is an important framework for every future obstacle. A sense of perspective is instrumental to entrepreneurship. Zooming out on the environment will help a child understand the big, wide world. The sooner a child develops awareness of the world around them, the sooner they can practice perspective. If a child can see that there is more to life than their immediate surroundings, they can set their imagination to who they could become and what they could achieve. Take your children out to experience new things. Perhaps go on a camping trip with them or take them to your office. There is a reason why organizations hold family days once a year. It is to give the children of the employees what kind of an environment their parents work for. As my parents did with us, they brought us to their place of business. In our business, our employees know my children because they're constant visitors or they work part-time in the business to learn the loops of the family business early on. The actions of your children will shape their future. What they think becomes their attitudes and beliefs and will transcend to their actions. How someone thinks about the concept of work is no different. Children need to have that awareness of work. For example, in the conversations around the dinner table and parents would talk about their business, the children will pick up on their parents' attitude towards their work, their business, their demeanor when it comes to collaboration, partnerships, and to their stakeholders. Children will be able to see if their parents enjoy the work that they do, how much effort they put in, the kind of life it allows them to have. Be patient when your children relently ask their whys. Appreciate your children if it takes apart a toy only to put them back together. Successful entrepreneurs were celebrated as children when they displayed curiosity. Inventors started like that. They were allowed the chance to develop attention spans long enough to access deep learning. A child can only aspire to be what they want when they know such exists. Be their role model. Their ambitions and future realities are deeply influenced by the family members and friends they meet when they're young. Humans are social creatures who mirror each other's behaviors, mostly subconsciously. The parents with whom a child interacts most of the time will shape the person they become. A child who has been trained to try to turn the idea into reality will surely make a successful entrepreneur. Entrepreneurship by nature has inherent risk. Risk-taking will always come into picture at the start of any business and not when business is well settled. It is necessary to take calculated risks to become a true entrepreneur. And for the young children, they can achieve more if you encourage them as free thinkers. Expose them to successful people to discover their potential for a more fulfilling career and life. I hope you enjoyed this episode offering I shared with you today. Let me leave you with an awe-inspiring Bible verse on parenting from Proverbs 22 verse 6 as I read, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you all in my next episode. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time,